Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And this quick note, yesterday we interviewed a photographic process historian about how digital cameras are changing the business and art of photography, and we asked listeners to share with us the best photos they've ever taken. Well, I have to say, Here and Now listeners have taken a lot of incredible photos. Some of our favorites included a deer on train tracks in the mist, a baby playing in a fountain, a solitary hiker at the base of a waterfall, and a monk walking across a river. But the winner, Marko Jokić, a professional photographer, maybe that's not fair, who shared with us a black and white photo of two boys, a bicycle, and an armadillo. We caught up with him on a cell phone in New York City today, and he told us that he took the photo on film back in 1996 when he was on a college spring break trip to Cancun. He said the trip was boring him, so he went off the beaten path to find the place where, quote, the real people live. We asked Jokić why he thinks the shot was so good.
I think it's the mix between the kids' faces, where they're looking, and how the one kid is holding the armadillo is, you know, it's like it's his pet. And it was alive, too. I put my finger in this claws, and it grappled me a little bit. It's really cute.
You can see the portrait at our website, hereandnow.org. We also ask Jokić about the debate over digital versus film. He says film has a big advantage. It forces you to spend more time with your subject composing the shot, even, I guess, if that subject is an armadillo.